109 House GOP-backed movement to condemn Adam Schiff. By Sean Moran on October 11, 2019. 109 Republicans have backed a movement to condemn House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, for deliberately misrepresenting a phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, according to a list obtained by Breitbart News Friday. Over half of House Republicans have moved to condemn Chairman Schiff by co-sponsoring House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs, R. Oz, H. Rees. 604, according to a list obtained by Breitbart News. H. Rees. 604 would condemn Schiff for retelling a fictional phone call between Zelensky and Trump. Schiff also allegedly lied about having never spoken to the Ukrainian intelligence officer whistleblower. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Biggs' legislation has quickly moved through the House GOP conference. Support for the bill spreads from conservatives to moderates in House Republican leadership. 2 weeks ago, the resolution gained 18 co-sponsors. Last Friday, the bill gained 61 co-sponsors. On Monday, the resolution had 73 co-sponsors. On Wednesday, the legislation gained support from half of the House Republican conference. Now, as of Friday morning, the legislation has the support of 109 Republicans. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, RLA, and House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, RY, have sponsored the resolution to condemn Schiff. The 109 House Republicans who have co-sponsored Biggs' resolution to condemn Schiff are Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Liz Cheney, Tom Emmer, Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Mark Walker, Elise Stefanik, Doug Collins, Mike Rogers, Steve Womack, Jim Sensenbrenner, Mike Johnson, Gary Palmer, Mark Green, Jeff Duncan, Mo Brooks, Scott Perry, Greg Stoop, Guy Rees-Kenthler, Rick Crawford, Michael Burgess, MD, Paul Gosar, Bill Posey, Warren Davidson, Bob Gibbs, Jody Isay, Ralph Norman, Ron Wright, Louis Gohmert, Lance Gooden, Ralph Abraham, Jim Banks, Daniel Moiser, Bill Flores, Randy Weber, Tim Burchett, Dan Bishop, Daniel Webster, Michael Cloud, Doug Lamborn, Fred Keller, Brian Babin, Bradley Byrne, Bill Johnson, Larry Bouchon, Ted Budd, Steve King, Buddy Carter, Debbie Lesko, Scott Desjarlais, Chuck Fleischman, Roger Marshall, MD, Drew Ferguson, Stephen Palazzo, Bruce Westerman, Troy Balderson, Steve Watkins, Chris Stewart, Greg Murphy, Greg John Forte, Ben Klein, Denver Rickleman, Mike Kelly, William Timmons, Don Bacon, Lee Zeldin, James Comer, Rick Allen, Roger Williams, John Joyce, Steve Stivers, Duncan Hunter, Kevin Hearn, Jason Smith, Russ Fulcher, Paul Mitchell, John Rose, Ross Spano, John Rutherford, David McKinley, Kelly Armstrong, Brian Mast, Billy Long, David Schweikert, Jody Arrington, Alex Mooney, David Rouser, Ron Estes, Austin Scott, Barry Loudermilk, Chip Roy, Michael Waltz, Blaine Lutkemeyer, Vicky Hartzler, Jim Hagedorn, Scott Tipton, Lloyd Smucker, Pete Olson, Brad Wenstrup, Andy Harris, Adrian Smith, Anthony Gonzalez, Jack Bergman, John Carter, Darren Lawhood, Mike Bost. When Breitbart News reported that the legislation gained more than half of the House Republican Conference, Rep. Biggs said that it is time to hold Mr. Schiff accountable for misleading the American people in this unauthorized impeachment of President Trump. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.